Well, Elizabeth, how's it going?
Going pretty well. Doing great. Loving the fall colors.
Oh my goodness, me too. It's great to be back in studio with you for another exciting Avon podcast. I love that, again, we've teamed up to bring the community some like wonderful information that's going on at the town of Avon. And again, we want you part of the conversation. info@avon.org is our email. So feel free if you have a questions. If you can't make a town council meeting, we would love to get you answers. Again, our email, info@avon.org. And listen, before I guess we kind of get into things, it was really cool. I was out and about with a walk with my little dog, Tucker, and saw the new mural at Avon Elementary. That is like so cool. That is so special, so colorful, and so much fun right there at the playground.
Yeah, yeah. We're very fortunate to have had Jeremy Velasquez, who painted that mural for us. It's called The Queen of the Valley, or La Reina del Valley. It's bilingual. It's named in two languages. And it has definitely brightened up that west edge of the park and that part of Avon Elementary School.
And then I also loved the new nice little trees that are planted on the lower field and the nice little asphalt. And now a little trail behind the water sanitation department instead of all of us kind of making our own path. So that's like nice little park improvements that I've noticed recently.
Yes, yes. We're very fortunate that we were able to time the park improvements so that the park was open for all summer long, but we were still able to get some work done.
Absolutely. Well, we got lots to talk about today. We're going to get into some winter events. We're going to also talk about Elizabeth. She's going to be presenting on the community survey here shortly. But before we kind of get into things, our winter of, before we even get to anything, let's just say once more to the town of Avon and everyone who's, you know, who works in the event department, thank you once more for an amazing season. So much fun at Avon Live, so much fun at Sunset Live. I mean, all the events, the car show. How cool was that? A great summer event season. So once more, just like, that's really cool.
Yeah, we had a great season. We're very, very fortunate to have the team of staff we do that put on those events.
So absolutely.
It was a wonderful season. And I think only two real rain cancellations all summer.
Is that
I think so.
That's cool. We've got some winter events headed our way, taking over the park, like winter fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. Winter fireworks will be back. That's going to be January 11th. It's the Saturday of Martin Luther King weekend, and we'll probably have a lot of people in town, hopefully have a lot of snow and some great conditions by then. And
absolutely.
Save the date.
Winter fireworks. I mean, what a concept. How fun. Community survey, it's coming up, and you are going to be presenting at the town council meetings.
This evening, we're going to do a little survey teaser tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about the results, but not give the full report. And then tonight, we're also going to do the grand drawing for the e-bike.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's tonight at the town council meeting.
You got it.
Okay. And let's talk about the rec center. You guys have an upcoming closure that's happening. Is that correct?
On September 28th to October 4th is going to be our fall maintenance. So the whole facility will be closed during that time period. We really try and time it so that people can get out and about, enjoy the beautiful fall weather, spend some time outdoors, and get ready to, you know, transition inside for some winter sports conditioning in October.
So what is it? Get outside and have some fun, right? While the rec center's closed.
Exactly.
And for the little kiddos, we've got like a pumpkin fun run coming up?
Yeah, pumpkin fun run's going to be Saturday, October 19th.
Okay.
That is just what it sounds like. It's a fun run. Costumes encouraged. There'll be some pumpkin carving. Registration for that's open now at the rec center. It's the race is around Nottingham Lake, so.
Okay. avonrec.org. Is that the website?
Yep.
Okay. And then some really fun youth programming coming our way at the rec center as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of October, October 25th, MVP Wees starts. And that is a youth program for kids age 2 to 5, just kind of introducing them to some basic sports concepts, ball throwing, kicking, different games, stuff like that. So that's on Saturday mornings at Avon Elementary School, starting October 25th for 4 weeks.
Very cool. And listen, we've got town council, like elections coming up. We've got political season on the horizon. And we were talking about this last on our last podcast, really important to make sure that your voter registration is like up to date.
Yeah. Ballots. Right? Yeah. Ballots are going to go in the mail, I believe, October 11th. So Go Vote Colorado is where you want to check your voter registration status and make sure that your ballots going to the right address. It's super important.
Okay, that website once more, govotecolorado.com.
You got it.
Okay, I love it. Well, Elizabeth from the town of Avon, I think we got some good information in on this week's podcast, and thank you for joining me. And again, we want you involved in this podcast. You're the reason why we're doing this. So if you have questions, we're going to get those answered for you. info@avon.org. And Elizabeth, next week is going to be sharing her community survey highlights with us. Tonight she's going to be presenting, so can't wait for that. And again, we want you part of the conversation. info@avon.org.